singing words or you really mean that. You know, you will not fear. You know, this is a day and age in which if you're not careful, if you listen to everything's going on, you'll get fearful. But the Word of God says we don't have the spirit of fear. Amen. You may be seated. Did you know you can't have it if you don't believe it? You can't get it unless you look for it. Come on. You can't have the things that God has promised us unless you're willing to do what the Word of God tells you to do. You know, there's a lot of people that want the things that God has promised, but they're not willing to do what is necessary to receive it. You know, if you don't want to be any more spiritual than you are, you never will be. I didn't say you weren't born again. I just said if you don't want to be any more spiritual than you are right now, you never will be. If you don't want to go any farther in God than you are now, you don't have to. But don't get upset at everybody else when they go past you and receive all these benefits and you're still in the same place, in the same position. Y'all looking at them all funny, but it's the truth. Did you know there are many people that are saved and if they die, they're going to heaven, but they don't believe in healing? And therefore, they can't get healed. Did you know there's a lot of people that are born again and some even filled with the Holy Spirit that doesn't think that God wants to prosper them and so they live down on Barely Get Along Street? Now, I'm not trying to be funny. It's the truth. You see, you can have as much spiritually as you want to have. You can be as spiritual as you want to be. But if you want the things of God, you got to be hungry for them. You got to be hungry for them. Now, how many of you, when you get hungry for something, you know, you want a steak, you want a hamburger, you want whatever, fish or whatever, you either go to the store and buy it and bring it home and fix it, or else you go to a restaurant and you order it. It's not going to just come to you unless you go get it. And do you realize that the things that God said belongs to us, they're there, but if we want it, we're going to have to go get it. We're going to have to take advantage of it. You know, you can go to a buffet and eat all you want. Now, the consequences may not be so good after you eat so much. But I'm comparing that now. Did you know you can go to church and hear what the others hear? Feel what the others feel, but never get what the others get? Because you were sitting there trying to absorb it in the flesh, while others were receiving it in the spirit. Do you understand that it's us receiving in the spirit, not in the natural? God does not deal with us in the natural. He deals with us in the spirit. Come on. You see, what do you want? Well, to get whatever you want, you must get in the Word of God and you must pray and read the Word. Because you see, it is by the Spirit that you receive. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about being spiritually minded. My dad used to always say, you know, he said, there are a lot of good Christians, but they're so carnally minded, they're no spiritual good. I've heard him say it hundreds of times. But then he said, on the other hand, there's some good Christians that are so spiritually minded that they're no good carnally or in the world. In other words, carnal. No, they're no good. They spiritualize everything. There's the spirit and the natural, but we've got to learn when we go with the spirit and when we go with the natural. If you walk outside there in a few minutes and there's ice on the ground, you better have enough natural sense to know how to not slip and fall down on the ice. Am I right? You know, you better have enough natural sense not to step out in that street out there when some cars are coming. Well, you see, people get it all mixed up. They talk about the spirit and they talk about the natural and they try to get it. Actually, I think that we need to understand that we're like a train. We are natural and we're spiritual at the same time. A train can't run on one track. And we can't run on just natural. We can't run on just spiritual. It takes both of them. And of course, you know my favorite expression, the natural and the supernatural coming together make the explosive force for God. It's not all natural, but it's not all spiritual either. We got to understand to follow the Spirit when we need to follow the Spirit. And to follow our natural when we need to follow our natural. Now, I'll tell you what, I don't need the Spirit to tell me that if my income is a certain amount, I don't need the Spirit to tell me not to spend beyond what I have coming in. Amen.
That's right.
See? If all my clothes are getting tight, I don't need the Spirit to tell me that I'm gaining weight. What I'm trying to do is get you to understand that we are a spirit being and we are a natural being and we've got to learn how to work together. Some of you look at me and start funny, but it's the truth. The Spirit doesn't have to tell me that I have to go to work every day. The natural tells me if I don't go to work, I'm not gonna get no money. And then besides that, if I read the Word of God, Paul says, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's the, you know, somebody said, well, if you don't work, you don't get no money. So if you ain't got no money, you ain't gonna eat because you can't buy nothing. You know, I've seen people, oh, I need a job. I'm praying the Lord to give me a job. I said, well, have you put your application in anywhere? No, I haven't. I just believe in God that he's going to send me a job. I said, he ain't going to send you nothing. Get up off of your lazy self and go out and start looking for a job. No employer is going to come over here and knock on your door and say, hey, you want to go to work for me? You know, that's like some people that I mean, they went to Rhema. I standing right beside them. Somebody come up and ask them, said, hey, how about coming and speaking for me? Well, let me pray about it. And after the person left, I said to this young person, I said, you got anywhere to preach? No. Did God call you to preach? Yes. Then what do you got to pray about? That's what I'm talking about. Some people, they, spiritually, I mean, hey, he says he's called to preach. He studied to be a minister. Somebody comes up and asks him to come and preach for him, and now, and he don't have anywhere else to preach, and now he has to pray about it? You know, now here's where you start getting some problems, because see, the carnal mind does not want to accept the things of the Spirit. And so people make decisions based on how it looks and how it feels. But you see, and what they've heard, but what God wants us to do in our lives, and what he wants to do in us and through us, does not come from the natural. That's what I'm trying to get over to you. Now, there are natural things that we've got to be concerned about, but when it comes to our life with God and what he wants us to do and how he wants us to accomplish it, it comes through the Spirit, not through the carnal side. When you operate with your from the carnal side or the natural side, you will go right back to where you were. You won't follow the Spirit. You know, what God sends doesn't come naturally. It comes through the Spirit. Am I right or wrong? You know, many people base their decisions on what they feel in the flesh. Oh, I just don't feel right about that. Well, now, wait a minute. Is God talking to you, or are you just uneasy about it because it's out of your comfort zone? I think that is the biggest excuse that people use all the time. Well, I just don't feel right about it. Anybody ever heard that? Well, when I hear a person say that, I don't do it a lot of times. Most time I don't, because, you know, unless they say something that gives me an opportunity to speak into their life. But I want to ask them, when you say you don't feel right about it, what is it that is causing you not to feel right about it? You see, if we don't feel right about something, let's ask ourselves, what is the reason? Is it coming from our spirit on the inside, or is it coming from our mind, the natural side, because of fear or the unknown or some other reason? Most of the time, when somebody says, I don't feel right about that, it's just that they don't want to do it. And they don't want to tell you they don't want to do it. So they just say, well, I don't feel right about it. I don't believe I need to do that. I don't feel right about it. Trying to make something spiritual out of it. Woo! Pastor. You know, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Turn there in your Bible or on your device. And if you have your device there, I'm going to go to the Message next. I'm going to read it from the Message as well. The New King James says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Now, the message says it like this. That's why we have the scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything like this. What God has arranged for those who love them. But you've seen and heard it because by God's Spirit, by His Spirit, because you, let me start all over. But you have seen and heard it because God, by His Spirit, has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God is planning all along. You really don't know what God wants you to do until you get into the spirit of the thing. Don't look, you know, somebody was talking to me, I don't know, I say, well, it may have been 2 years ago, the way I go, about a job transfer. And they said, I just don't feel right about that. I just don't know. I said, have you prayed about it? Yeah, I prayed about it, and I really don't get anything. I don't get one way or the other. I said, well, you know, why are you saying you don't feel right about it? If God hadn't said yes or no, then why are you saying not you don't feel right about it? Well, they couldn't answer. Now, if you're praying about something and you don't get an answer from God, my dad always told me, he said, son, he said, sometimes God gives you the privilege of making your own decision. If it's something that's not contrary to His word, if it's something that's not going to get you off somewhere else, And I said to this person, have you gone and checked it out? Have you gone over and checked the thing out? Well, no, I haven't done that. I said, well, don't you remember in the Word of God that He told Paul, go in the city and then he would be told what to do. Sometimes you have to get there before you know whether it's right or wrong or not. See, is this helping anybody? Anybody getting anything? You see, as we look at this, in 2 Corinthians, we're in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Drop on down there to the 14th and 15th verses. The 14th and 15th verses. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But people who aren't spiritual, in the NLT it says this, I jump into the NLT, that's King James, not NLT. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive the truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it, for only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. Now, you know, you can't see things with the flesh. You can't receive things from the flesh. They come through the Spirit. You know, it says here, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive. That's why, and I've had people ask me, well, why ain't so-and-so? Why is this? Why is that? Well, right here it tells you, people who aren't spiritual can't receive the truth from God. I've had people say, why can't they see that? Boy, it's quiet now, but it's the truth. You see, too many people try to base spirituality on outward signs. Shouting, running, dancing. Speaking in tongues. Prophesying. Evidently, that's not how spirituality is judged, because the Corinthian church had all that, and Paul said they're carnal, or in other words, they're fleshly. You know, and I don't understand. People say, oh, we're going to have a Holy Ghost meeting. Well, anytime you come in to have a meeting should be a Holy Ghost meeting. But what they're saying is, you see, because they don't see anything happening, they don't see somebody jumping, running, shouting, then it wasn't a Holy Ghost meeting. It's all, that's all in the flesh. That's all in the natural. Now, the Spirit causes those things to happen. But if you only understand that it's a Holy Ghost meeting, if those things happen, then you are in the natural. You're flesh, you're in the fleshly side of it. Oh, now I know I'm stepping on people's toes, but it's the truth. You know, I've seen people that run and shout and everything else, and you see them and they get mad and cuss somebody out. Well, wait a minute. Where is their spirituality now? It's all based on natural something or another. See, feeling, got a feeling. Man, that was great service. Not I, man, I've got feel. Well, what are you talking about? Was it great because somebody run and you got excited and could feel that? Come on. Let's get down to brass tacks. I tell you what, real spiritual people are not moved by what they see or what they feel or anything else. You know, the flesh can't see it, neither can it hope to receive it because it's not of the Spirit. Did you know this pair of jeans I have on started out as a thought? Then they became fabric. And then I bought them. And now I have a pair of jeans. It didn't start out as a pair of jeans. It started out as a thought with somebody. They got the fabric. They cut it out. They sewed it together. And they made a pair of jeans out of it. I bought it. Now they're my jeans. See, if you're going to be transformed into the spirit person, you have got to renew your mind with the Word of God. The renewing of your mind is what makes you a spiritual person. You see, when you're born again, the Spirit automatically, your spirit on the inside of you automatically is changed. You become a new person in Christ Jesus. But if you're going to get this outside man change, you got to change your mind. You got to transform your mind in the way you think. And when you transform your mind by the Word of God, then you will begin to act and think in line with God's Word, not in line with the natural. How many understand what I'm saying to you? Let me read Romans 12:2 from the Message Bible. I see some of you got your devices, so I give you time to get there. Romans 12:2 from the Message Bible. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. And you'll be changed inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you and develops a well for maturity in you. You see, some people are so well adjusted to their situation that they just fit in with whatever's going on. It doesn't come by the flesh. It comes by the Spirit. If you get in disobedience, it's because you're in the flesh. Any time that you're in obedience, you're in the Spirit. The Scripture says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. The flesh says, this service is too long and you've done gone too far, Pastor. The Spirit says, go ahead, preach it. See, you have to hear with the spiritual ear, not the natural ear. You know, it says that the natural wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh, or the natural. So, in order to combat that, you have to transform. It says, renew your mind. Your spirit automatically is born again. But we have to do something about the mind. You know, if it's negative, it isn't from God. You know, our flesh says we're sick. The Spirit said by his stripes we're healed. The flesh says I don't feel good. The Spirit says faith comes by hearing, not feelings. You know, the flesh says I can't do it. The Spirit says I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. People who have the Spirit of God believe what the Word of God says and obeys without complaint. Anytime you hear people complaining all of the time, you can be rest assured that they're not too spiritual. Now, I'm going to say something that some of you are not going to like, but if you're going to please God, it'll take some sacrifice. You have to put the flesh down. Only the spiritual can do that. Now, Matthew, as I close this, y'all getting anything out of this at all? You're listening really good. I can tell you're sitting there. I got your wheels thinking. That's good. Matthew 26:41 says, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Now the Message says it like this: stay alert, be in prayer, so that you don't wander into temptation without even knowing you're in danger. Sometimes people do that. They wander, get there. There is a part of you that is eager and ready for anything in God, but I like this. There's another part of you that's as lazy as an old dog sleeping by the fire. You punch that old hound dog and he sort of grunts and rolls over because he's comfortable. If we're not careful, we become so satisfied where we're at that when the Spirit starts to try to move us, we're like that old dog. Man, don't mess with me, man. This is comfortable. I don't want to move. I don't want to change. But let me say this. Spiritually, listen to me. Spiritually, we should be changing every day. What do I mean by that? We should be advancing every day. We can't become satisfied and self-complacent with where we're at, because God has more for us, and the more we can do, get from God, the more we can accomplish for the kingdom of God. Father, tonight I just talk to these people out of my heart, just about getting themselves into a condition spiritually where that they understand the spiritual things. Father, we need to move deeper with you. And I pray that what we've said tonight will have found lodgment in the heart that it needed to find. I realize everybody didn't need everything said, but somebody needed everything that was said. So may that part register with them, and may they make adjustments. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen. I want to ask you again, did you get anything? Did you get anything? Y'all should done be down here. Everybody stand, please. If you happen not to know Jesus Christ, there's no way you can understand what I was talking about in the first place. So come down here and get to know Jesus, and then you'll understand what I was talking about. If you know what it is to serve Christ and you're not where you need to be, then come down and rededicate your life. Or if you're like a lot of people, you just go to church, you don't know whether you're even born again or not. Come down here and talk to these people and you'll be changed. If you need anything tonight, anything that they can pray with you about, come to the front as we're dismissed and you'll receive. Remember all the announcements. Remember Sunday morning, come expecting, come believing. We will be continuing our series, and I just went blank. Financial fitness. We'll be continuing in financial fitness. So come expecting, come believing.